We open up with Kelly beating up Shane. Are you Team Gina or Team Kelly? Tune in now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Get the F out.
How about you?
Get out. Get out. Get out of my party. If you're going to act like that, get out.
You're a dork.
Yes, I am. It is Monday night. Welcome to AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of Orange County After Show for AfterBuzz TV. We're here. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon. I'm wearing a Mariah Carey t-shirt. So obviously the queen is playing. Get out. That's what she's saying.
Yeah, play us in, Mariah, and play us out.
Come on, honey.
Speaking of crazy women, we open up with Kelly beating up Shane. We have a full panel to talk about it. We have news and gossip. We're going to talk about your tweets, so make sure to tweet us. We're going to be very active on Instagram now, so make sure to hit that subscribe button and follow us on Instagram. Follow us on all the things. Let me introduce you my full panel for tonight, Maite.
Hey guys, I'm Maite Carrillo.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Serlina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Serlina.
And I'm Haley Clover. You can follow me at Haley Clover.
Well, I wasn't here last week.
No, you were missed. You were not last week.
Thomas was stuck in traffic.
Yes, but we are here and we are back.
I was stuck in Vegas. I lost my keys. I turned into Dorinda. It was fun.
Oh my God, that's so Dorinda LA of both of you.
It was.
All I got was this shirt, and it was fine.
It looks cute. I love it. This material is very
thank
shiny.
You.
Come on,
oh my God,
Mariah
what
merch.
What is it, 100% cotton?
Mariah merch made by...
Mariah Tour merch.
Made by some 9-year-old in a foreign country.
Oh my God. No.
I'm just kidding.
I hope not.
So I wasn't here last week, but I was tweeting, I was watching, and I couldn't actually live tweet while everything was happening. All I could spit out was, I like Shane.
You do like Shane.
Really?
I do. Okay. I do. And he did push a button in Kelly. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care, though. And that's actually, like, the perfect kind of attitude. Like, when he came out of it, he was like, guys, I don't care. And there's nothing more infuriating to someone petty that you don't care. Like,
well,
to know that you're not
your
getting
point,
through.
That's true. To your point with him not caring, that's fine. But if he starts complaining about drama on the show, then that's another thing. Mm-hmm. Because you're subjecting yourself by opening up your mouth and being
totally
part of the conversation.
He totally pushed a button. We're going to really, really get into it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to give it any light. But that's not how these shows work. Mm-hmm.
That's
and
true.
You find the light and you gaslight.
Yeah. Before we really get into him, I want to talk about Kelly. I don't really like the way she acted. I don't really like the way she said, hit me. I feel like she was very antagonizing right away. I feel like two wrongs don't make a right. But when someone goes off the deep end, you could step back and then make that other person look really bad by not doing anything else. But instead, I feel like she went a little bit ghetto with the whole hit me thing.
It's she a little, wanted it.
Yeah,
she wanted it.
She wanted it. She
really
totally, wanted that
and she
lawsuit.
Was drunk.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. Go ahead, guys.
Well,
Maite.
I mean, she...
Or, yeah.
Sorry. I'm going to jump in here, Maite. So she does mention that she's only had one drink when Shane tells her that she's drunk. She said, what are you talking about? Mm-mm. This is my first drink. Do we believe that?
I don't. This is the same Kelly that, you know, said the C word, has gone off the rails. This is when she gets to drinking, and I don't know how she's been on for 2 seasons, and no one really... addresses that.
Yeah, talk about a good Bravo montage. They hit her with all the bad things that she said. Right,
so
after
good.
She said,
not that there's anything wrong with that. By all means, go off the rails. You're on a reality show. But we just never have... Andy has never really talked to her about that. Like, are you lit when this is all happening? Because it's a
because
pattern.
They're all lit. They're all
she's
lit.
She's extra
on
lit,
on every
though.
Franchise.
I mean, I have to say that Emily was probably just as lit, you know, within that situation. She breaks her champagne glass. They don't show it, but you can hear that thing break when she puts it down. It's just like shattered.
Everybody's drunk.
I just think she overreacted. And the fact that her husband was there and there was all these cameras, I just think that that's why she said, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah,
I'm
I think like... she, that was a moment. That was a Bravo moment. Like, no one, has anybody said that? It's been a minute.
That's like, this isn't my plate. That's one of those
exactly.
moments.
Exactly. I feel like that's a little bit worse than I'm going to kill you. I feel like I'm going to kill you It was almost comedic to them at the, you know what I mean? Kelly was like, did she really just say that? Yeah. Oh, she's going to kill me.
They looked like they were all siding with Kelly a little bit. Because when Tamara went outside, she was like, because what?
Because she's with the also the new character. So.
That's such a statement, though. I'm going to kill you. They're going to run to the reunion with this. I'm just going to let it out now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's such a statement that you could really use against that person. That's why they're not going to let it go. Even Tamara the next morning was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to kill you. That's quite a comment. Like, guys, you guys have all done a lot of things. Shannon's thrown plates. Kelly's used the C word.
Well, we've waited for her to show a crack in her personality, and that was it.
Well, the one thing that I really just I don't really like is the fact that she's not really taking ownership. And you know what? I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes I can have a lot of drinks and I don't feel drunk. And then sometimes I can have one drink and it'll hit me and be like, you know what? I don't know what's going on with me today. Maybe I just didn't have a sandwich today or something. But like,
but I'm wasted.
I am wasted off this one cocktail. Whether you had one drink or not, girl, you were drunk.
Mm-hmm. She was
you
drunk.
You were drunk. Because someone's comments like that aren't going to make you go off the rails if you're not intoxicated.
I think the bigger issue is not even the drinking, because you're at a party. Like, have some drinks, whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. That was the one thing that still bothers me about Shane a little bit. Is like, you're still at a party. You don't have to like to drink, but you still don't have to tell other people not to drink. But the biggest issue was that they even let Kelly go over there to start that conversation. It just didn't need to be there.
It was only Shannon, though.
Well, okay, then it's Shannon's fault.
Shannon sent her over there, apparently. I don't know.
You can't tell Kelly what to do. Regardless, if she's in the moment, she's going to do it.
And she was messy because, you know what? She started spilling the tea. And Steve is only with her for the money. Like,
She got really tacky.
Yeah. Well, that was only like 30 seconds later.
Well, in reality, time.
She pointed out Steve since the very beginning. Like, as soon as she got there, it was like, I don't like how Steve is looking at me. I can't be here. It's uncomfortable for me to look at Steve.
Yeah, she came in with a plan.
Ugly. This is ugly of Kelly.
I don't like it.
I just mean, I think a friend should have said, like, Kelly, let's just do this tomorrow. Exactly. Like, let's, and even then, if you say it,
Shannon was drunk too, though. Shannon was drunk too, though.
Well, and Shannon definitely does like Shannon wanted her to do it.
She was on the scooter too. Leave Shannon alone.
But here's the thing about Kelly.
Unnecessary scooter.
Kelly sometimes wakes up the next morning and, like Tamara says, she'll be like, you know what, I was kind of an a-hole, whatever.
Sure.
But you know what, she even woke up the next morning with this sort of, she has a vendetta against Vicky.
She does.
And it's coming out when she's drunk. But it's there because she even said in the confessional, when she was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, you know she's not drinking, or so we know. She said he's a bad guy and he's hiding something. So here's the thing about Kelly. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of messiness there. But I feel like Shane poked the bear and he got all the brunt of it. Yeah. I'm not saying that he's not innocent, because everyone's drunk and he's making like the sly jokes. They're good jokes, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
That's why I like him. Like, that's hilarious. And the fact that he's like, guys, I don't care. I would be, like, so pissed that he didn't care, because I'm petty, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you need to care. I think in that situation, I would have not reacted the same as Kelly, but I think if somebody that wasn't in the conversation was standing there, sure, you're there, but I wouldn't have expected them to say something. I think I would have turned and been like, dude, like, shut up. Like, this isn't your conversation. I wouldn't have reacted like Kelly. But I can see why that would really kind of tick you off.
You know who was the biggest, you know, I don't want to say the P word like Kelly did, but I feel like the one who ran with the tail between the legs was Steve.
Yeah. We talked about this last week. I thought it was so crazy how he reacted.
Shane stood there and like fought with her. But you know what? I have heard that Steve really did have words with Kelly. They just didn't show it. I have my sources.
Well, and I believe that too because of how they edit this show. But Shane's fight was better. I was saying last week that I just would have liked to have seen Steve say something like, listen, yeah, I did talk about you, but this is why I said this or whatever. And then that was it. Then it could have ended there. And then if Kelly continued to talk, then she looks like an idiot.
She didn't show any type of ownership when it came to this. I mean, he didn't show any type of ownership when it
came
to this.
And all he had to do was say, yes, I talked to Page Six. This is what I said. Because if what Vicky brought in was true and was reading, then it didn't sound bad at all.
Well, what she read wasn't the little portion that they showed last week.
That did not make sense.
I think what Steve's MO was to get out of there. he's already been with Vicky and their friendship with how crazy right. Kelly is. Mm-hmm. No words, no explanation, out of the picture, not trying to be involved.
Yeah, I mean, and you do have to think of his profession too. Like, he can't, as much as he's on.
Isn't he retired?
He's on the show.
He retired? He knows, he's retired.
Oh, okay.
He's
on the show,
he knows
working.
What he's getting himself into.
Exactly.
Well, if you're retired, then it doesn't really matter.
And he's with Vicky for the money and for the fame. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Can I just say,
we should have had the fame monster play the opening.
Oh, that's a good
one. The fame monster.
I know, yeah, right?
Can I just say, before we move on from this night, I loved Tamara's hair.
Yeah, she did look great.
She missed everything.
She did. That sucks.
Do you guys think she ran upstairs quickly, or she would have just avoided drama?
Well, she was only upstairs for 5 minutes, and she missed everything. And
I don't know about running. She can't run.
I know. She was super pissed that she missed everything.
She's like, wait, can this happen again? Yeah.
We're just going to conclude that Kelly was all sorts of messy and that she was drunk.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we're going to talk about is that how Vicky just doesn't want any drama. I'm just going to say goodnight, and then comes over the next day with printed out messages.
Boring.
Oh, she says she wants to go home, put on her pajamas, have some tea, and watch Seinfeld. I'm like, is this Vicky?
It's Seinfeld. Not Vicky.
Thank you for the
don't hate on Seinfeld. That's a great show. Lean.
Okay.
Moving on.
We're moving on. Thank you for the button pushing montage, Bravo. I always live for Tamara hyperventilating.
Yes. That buzz.
Oh my God. Emily, Vicky, Tamara in the kitchen. She reveals the money tea. Vicky turns into Jesus Christ again. Why does everybody want to hurt me? Everybody wants what I want, and everybody wants what I have, and it's all about me. But I'm a really bad actress. It's really not coming across believable. Yeah. So I don't know why I'm half acting right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm half acting that I want to marry you. We're not believing it. All of this is like a half
were
act.
Were we believing it before tonight?
No, we weren't. But now it's
kind of was.
So desperado.
I was too.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of was.
God.
Because last season, they showed like a very soft side to him. And then this season, like, this is where we get to see a little bit more. But I saw their connection, and it's not until recently that I'm like questioning it.
Yeah, I'm kind of like jumping on Tamara's bandwagon.
Well, but that sucks for Vicky, because
I'm
she's
like
already
ready to be like, yeah, she doesn't
love
him. Let's just spell it and reveal
it's
it.
It's more fun that way.
Yeah,
and I'm just, you know, I'm just tired of Vicky. Like, she was always like my favorite.
You have turned on her as time has progressed.
I don't like this new act. This, like, it's all fake to me. It's really desperado. Like, I didn't like grow up loving the Vicky that's like
in
desperate
this season.
For a man's
I could
marriage
not
and like approval and like what's up with that?
Even bigger of an issue,
molding
she
herself.
Can't even finish one tequila shot anymore.
Yeah, like she threw out the.
Who are you?
Seriously, you threw out tequila. You're dead to me now. And she said she doesn't have that much money. Sorry, I can't hang
you know
with
what?
Yes, she did throw that out there. She drives a Maserati.
Yes, she
that's
does.
True.
She's like,
she
I don't even have that much money.
She does kind of remind me of a woman who kind of modifies herself when she gets into a relationship.
Oh, 1,000%.
So maybe
that's
this
kind of
is
annoying.
Just the phase that she's in.
Don't
but
have a person
that,
like,
I thought
identity.
Steve was like real.
We've all been out with that friend that we've all seen be a hoe at the club, and then we're with the new boyfriend, and we're like, yeah. I've never done anything like that. It's like, girl, I've seen you at the Abbey. I know what you could do.
I've seen you twerking on the wall.
Exactly.
We'll see where things go with this, Vicky.
Shannon is going on a blind date, and she's wearing the F Me Pumps. We should have played Amy Winehouse, F Me Pumps.
Oh, yeah.
There were so many good songs for today.
It's always about Tom. Please don't let it be about Tom. It's about Tom. Tom is handsome and he's a gentleman, and then he reveals that he's cried for an entire year, revealing that he's the male Shannon. So automatically, I see this light up, and she's like, oh my God, you're the male me. But then he says, I have cats, and it's over.
I think he got...
Sarah
we're dog people
McLaughlin.
Here, clearly.
Oh, yeah. I think he got drunk. And he drank a little too much, and that's why
much.
He was sick. And that happened.
Yeah.
I've been on dates where guys are like get so drunk, and I'm like, well.
I mean, you kind of have to drink on a first date, right?
And is he like blackout, though? Like,
no, but he was drunk and emotional and
time.
Revealing too much.
Yeah. Okay.
Which has happened to all of us.
Yeah.
I think he's not ready
Tom's
to move
gay.
On.
Which one?
Tom.
Her first date.
From tonight. From
oh, really? Date. I didn't get the gay vibe.
Really?
My gaydar didn't go off at all.
I mean,
and it's gone off throughout the episode a couple times.
Oh. I mean, I feel like your gaydar is probably better than mine, but I immediately got vibes. Not that that's
it was
a
just
bad
kind of more
thing.
Emotional
like,
than the
just,
average.
I could just see those two being best friends. Like, they don't... There's no connection.
Well, Shannon was very judgy. Start. She was like, oh, really? I'm like, girl, you've cried a lot. You could just be like, you know what? I told her to relate. Like, I've cried a river. We're actually drowning right now. California's not in a drought anymore because of my tears.
Oh, my God. I think this was a good start for her to, like, launch herself out.
Good point.
And it wasn't such a gruesome date where he left without paying the bill. You know, like...
So positive.
Took her to a good spot.
That's good. I mean, she's going to have to try, so this was a good... Mm-hmm. It wasn't as bad as, I think, Kelly's last situation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that old guy. Mm-hmm.
This was a good departure.
Yeah.
Go Shannon.
Go Shannon. Get back out there. Get back on the horse, so to speak.
Saddle up.
Bareback it. Just kidding. So Gina is revealing that she's struggling in her marriage with Matt, who is super hot.
Oh, he's...
There's a lot of fighting, but there's not a lot of making up.
I'm confused with her situation and how she was saying, like...
I'm confused
because, what the women were saying, not to jump ahead, but people that were saying that, like, you know, that's her everything, her best friend, everything, like, wouldn't she want to try a little harder?
There's another woman.
Yeah, there's definitely something.
Is that
more.
Confirmed? Yeah. That's confirmed because she went on Andy's show.
I'm the other woman.
You wish.
I'm Becky.
And I'm okay.
No, this whole time I thought there was a confirmed woman, but she said that there wasn't. So is this all
she's been saying a lot of things that don't make sense. She's skirting around the issue. She couldn't even get the words out. She couldn't even say, me and Matt are...
I felt bad for her.
Really bad. I'm just being a
Dioc.
I love it.
But I just think she had already made up her mind.
She looks like it's made up.
There's no going back.
Yeah, she did make up her mind already.
It's like, this is what's
going to
happen.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you and give you a little bit, but I'm not going to give you the entire story.
Yeah, it's kind of planned.
I'm not going to tell you what happened.
It was very PR.
Yes.
And it's unauthentic. Like, she comes off like, I'm Long Island, I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
And then she couldn't even really even spit the words out. When Tamara says, spit it out. We'll get there.
But she doesn't,
What?
She talks about, like, her marriage situation in, like, the most awkward times. Like, randomly, she'll just start the conversation like that.
I don't know, guys. I'm feeling kind of the opposite. I don't think she came off very disingenuous to me, to be honest.
Well, she has an interesting perspective. She's saying that
I think
her
she's
marriage
young,
is not...
And she's talking to women that she knows are, you know, super judgy, and they were going to immediately...
Jump on
come her. On her with her opinions, just like Vicky was like, nope, work on it. You're working on it. You're going to go talk to him right now and you're going to be okay. It's like, listen, if she has made up her mind, it's already hard enough to make up your mind in that type of situation. Like, she doesn't need to hear anything else. And I can understand where you can have a best friend in a relationship and still be attracted to that person, but it doesn't mean she's sexually attracted to that person emotionally.
Didn't she say she wasn't attracted to him?
She said she was.
Oh, well, of course. Look at him.
Exactly.
She has a very interesting perspective, though. She's saying that her marriage is not failing. It's just ending. But she also, I feel like she could be, like, in a deep denial. You know, sometimes it's kind of hard to really look at it, but marriage is super hard, and we don't know what happens behind closed doors, so we're just going to leave it at surface and leave it at kind of gossip. Vicky has a surprise party during the day with chips and salsa involved.
Love it.
Where the messy Billy comes up with tequila shots and she's touched.
That's so epic.
It was cute.
It was cute. Yeah. It was cute. But I think she was giving so much credit to Steve, who clearly was on TV saying, I didn't really plan it. Michael and Billy planned it.
It's so bad for Michael.
He could have played it up a little bit and, like taken just a little bit of credit. Obviously, like, half of the table is your family.
Excuse me.
You know what I mean? But he just literally was just, like, not into it.
I think that kind of just, like, showed a little bit, though, how Vicky sees that relationship. Like, it was...
It did.
It kind of masked everything for her. She couldn't even say, like, Michael, oh my God. Like, she did say thank you, but not, like... She reacted to Steve, and Steve didn't even do it.
It
was all about Steve. No, I was surprised. I was trying to look and see if I saw Brianna.
No,
she wasn't there.
I know. And
I wish she kind of would have mentioned her.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen her there.
She's like, this is the best birthday. It was a 10. It was a 10. I would have been like, it's a 9, but if Brianna would have been here, it would have been a 10.
Right, or if you drank that tequila.
No, I just feel like even that was kind of played up. It's a big facade these days. And I'm just like, can we get the real Vicky back?
Yeah.
That's fine if you don't want to whoop it up anymore. You know what? Sometimes we go through stages where I'm like, you know what? I've partied for a long time. I'm 56 years old, okay? I don't have to whoop it up all the time. You know what I mean? I've whooped it up everywhere. I don't have to whoop it up all the time. But I feel like she's putting on this act and it's just not coming across. I know you guys agree with me. I know someone out there agrees with me. So let us know in the chat. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think. Subscribe to our channel because we have a lot of shows.
Lynn, we have a ton of shows.
Ton of shows.
After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for literally all of your favorite TV shows. If you have a favorite, we do an after show for it. Dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, so many more. And there's no network that's working harder to serve you television fans. So we need your help. We would love if you could subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Mm-hmm. And by subscribing to our channel, YouTube's going to suggest content that's tailor-made for you. And it'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. In case you're worried, though, Thomas, don't be. Those pesky notifications aren't going to be there because they're optional.
Oh, good.
So if you don't want them, just unsubscribe. Unsubscribe from the notifications, not from us. Hit subscribe for now for this channel and check out all of our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And then let us know you did in the comments so that we can shout you out on air. But thanks so much for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for that.
You're Haley so Clover. Thank you, Hollywood Leanne.
Well, before the meetup that we're all expecting it, we go see Dr. Moon, who is throwing shade.
I want to see Dr. Moon so bad.
So do I.
And I am, like, not into that type of stuff.
I totally am about it. I love it. It's all about energy. It's all about energy. That's probably the only thing that me and Shannon Dorr have in common. We believe in energies.
I believe in it a little bit. But, like, the stuff he was saying or in past seasons, I'm always like, oh, my God, this guy's hilarious. Like, he's crazy. But
he throws shade.
But I want to go see him so bad because, yeah, he's so funny.
He's like, the problem is here. You eat and you talk shit.
That's a talking problem and it's an eating problem. It's a mouth problem.
He nailed it.
That was amazing.
That's from Vicky's your lips problem. To God's ears, it's so true.
And I'm going to be the first one to throw this out there. Vicky has the lowest pain tolerance of all time, and it kills me. Like, there's no way that hurt would. She's just always like,
Once again, bad acting.
Very extra.
Yeah,
she was extra today.
God. Mm-hmm. Vicky has sadness in her liver from Brooke. I love the little scene between Tamara and Vicky in the car. How great was that?
That was
She was like, he looks old. And he's like, well, he has cancer.
Yeah.
That's like
I didn't know if I kind of believed her, though.
No. Like she was totally kidding.
Are you sure?
100%. Yes. She laughed at the end. They were both
scared me.
She's 100%
I'm like,
kidding.
Oh, Vicky, come on.
No, because Tamara, you could tell by Tamara's laugh, too. 100%. That she was like, right?
Brooks is old and he's married. Gina is like, everyone is occupied, so it's like a good time to cry. Let me call my mom. She's calling it self-awareness. I don't know. It's hard and it sucks and it's not working. So she brings it up later at the most perfect time, like Maite says. But for now, girl, it's what we've all been waiting for. The Emily and Kelly meetup. Before we really get into it, let's just start off with the basics. Team Kelly or Team Gina? Let us know in the comments.
Are we Team Kelly or Team...
I just pulled up the chat. Hi, Nady Bates. I see you. Kelly reminds me of Godzilla at times. Love it. Hilarious.
Wait, so are we deciding between Team Kelly and Team Emily?
It's Kelly and Emily.
That's what I meant, yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So I'm... Jesus. Oh, gosh.
Have I been saying... Did I say that long?
Gina.
Yeah,
no, just once,
right? Okay, sorry.
Can I be Team No One? Is that allowed, or do I have to pick someone?
You can be Team Switzerland, because that's what Vicky is.
Okay, but I'm not Vicky, though. I'm just Team Be a Good Friend, and if that means be Team Switzerland, that's fine.
I'm going to use her answer, but if I had to choose one
Thank
person...
You.
Thomas
Thank
wants
you.
To choose. Just choose, just Thomas. Choose.
Why don't you choose?
You know what, I think...
Okay, then I'm Team Kelly, because it's a reality TV show, and that's what I want to see.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm a Gemini, so I'm going to agree with that, but I'm go with Emily because, like,
it's the right thing.
It's the right thing.
Oh,
and
Thomas.
I know. Thomas always wants to do the right thing.
You might as well
I'm
be
a
Team
Gemini, so you guys need to Google.
Yeah, we know the evil side. Bring it out.
I'm both. But if I had to choose one, I would say Emily, because Kelly, it was just not. I'm not vibing with Kelly.
He's bi.
I'm not. That, too. I have an announcement. So.
I'm Team King Emily. Tally. I'm King Tally. I'm Team Emily for the win.
Team Emily.
Kelly went a little too far, girl.
I kind of agree. You know what? You know what? I grew up in Southern California. You think I've never had a Mexican girl cuss me out? Oh, great!
Amen. Amen. Tell him that.
Kelly was like, you little beep! You little twerp.
Honestly, you know that's You're why I'm still Team Kelly, because not that, name calling is not okay, but if you are calling a grown-ass man a dork, you win. Like, that's
I was laughing hysterically.
When she was like, you know what, you're a dork, because his face was like, it was almost as if you could see a time when he was 10. And somebody called him a dork.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh God, like brought back to childhood trauma. And that's not funny.
Well, because he said that's your opinion. But like, he's like, your opinion doesn't affect me, he said.
You know what? Those dorks go up to make a lot of money.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Here's the thing though. We're not talking about like the Shane and Emily thing. We're talking about Emily specifically.
Did you see our tweet last week, real quick?
Which one?
Somebody tweeted out, I don't know why, but I cannot get Gina and Emily's names right. Yeah. I cannot keep them straight.
Oh my God. Like 100 episodes in, we still can't.
Everyone is saying
Emily. No,
it's just tonight
Gina,
for me.
No.
I clearly know the difference.
Because
well,
they're
Emily
always lumped together
all the time on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Love it.
So Emily, I'm still waiting for you to come in.
Yeah, is that why she's coming in?
I would love that.
We'll talk about it after the show. Jesus. We can't talk about it on the air. But here's the thing. They both said they're sorry in their weird, I'm not saying sorry first kind of way.
Yeah.
At least they cleared it. At least they kind of laughed it off.
I don't think it's cleared, by the way.
But here's the thing, you guys. We've seen this in other franchises. If this is Real Housewives of Atlanta, they would have really been fighting. And this has happened before. When the husband interjects, what did NeNe do?
Oh, yeah.
She called him a B-I-T-C-H for jumping in. Uh-huh. And it was a huge thing. They didn't talk for 2 years.
Yep. They're resolving these things way too quickly.
You can't name call someone else's husband and not, like, genuinely apologize
for it. Yeah. And I would say it would be different if Shane jumped in if Kelly was saying something about Emily. But he was just kind of there jumping in about nothing. But I did understand why Emily went off the handle, because when she found out she was talking shit about Shane, I would have defended my significant other too.
Exactly.
So I get that. But I also understand why Kelly was like, dude, be quiet. I get
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, right. That's why I was Team Switzerland.
And
but they
you
both
can't,
agreed on
I know,
it.
But Kelly is kind of like, oh, because she said that you're going to kill me. Like, obviously, everything gets
she
wiped
clean.
She found
an excuse
she feels like her slate can be wiped clean, and that's not the case.
And you could tell, too, that Emily was definitely taking the higher road. She was just like, listen, we both did things. Like, let's just get over it, because she doesn't want confrontation. And you can tell she's like that. She's not a confrontational person.
And Shane pushed a button on purpose. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Totally. But wait, when we see Shane and Kelly at the same event again, this is all going to come up once again.
Oh, I know. And she already has a drink in her hand. So
I feel like Kelly came into that as like it was literally a tennis match where she was like, wait, so saying that you're going to kill me is not to be apologetic. Like, she found that in to make it where, okay, fine, we both have to say
sorry. She took it to the empire.
Okay, you caught me. All right, so then I'm good, so you're good. All right, let's keep it that way.
Yeah. But I feel like this is going to resurface.
God. Yeah. Totally. Never ending.
Gina is, she's kind of weird in her little, I feel like she was kind of childlike tonight when she couldn't really spit it out the table. I felt bad for her. I'm not making fun of her. I really do like her. But she reveals, she actually says, we're splitting up. And we kind of were expecting to hear it earlier in the episode because she literally said the sentence.
I thought she had said it already.
I actually rewound it because my DVR has been messing up. And it messed up last week during the fight.
Same.
Oh my God. Everyone was tweeting about it. Bravo, get it together. If you can give us good montages, you can give us
a full show.
Exactly. It's like the best
they
part of
the
show.
Last, like 1 minute.
Yeah.
We
thought we missed a lot more than we actually did.
We did. We just missed that part.
Just a little part.
Gina's spilling her heart out, and she's revealing that they're splitting up, and then somehow brings in Shannon and Vicky into her own mess. So Tamara adds, oh, she doesn't love Steve. And it's just a big cluster of confusion. Like, what is up with them? Is it alcohol? Like, what is it?
I don't think Shannon and Gina vibe.
They don't like each other.
You can tell. They haven't addressed it because Shannon's busy.
And No. And Shannon is ready for it because she's even on Twitter going, Gina's the potster.
Yeah.
Gina's the potster. Like, she doesn't like her from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Because of the instant.
Totally.
Because of the beginning thing.
Yeah.
Because of what happened on the golf course. She's like,
the golf course and the initial dinner where they first all got together. Yeah. They just never really vibed. And I don't think they're going to. I don't think Shannon
so
cares.
Stupid.
Yeah. Do you realize that every time every time we hear Gina talk about her marriage, she's always like referencing Shannon's marriage. I don't want to get to the age where Shannon and then have to decide that I don't want to be with him anymore. I don't want to get to that point. Like, she's always
like, I don't want to become Shannon Bedore. Yes. I don't want to become Shannon Bedore. It's my worst nightmare.
And she's going in that direction as she's saying that.
Right.
She's being pretty honest, though. Like, throughout all of this, like, she... to me, it doesn't seem like she's in the same situation that Shannon and David were in, you know? And so I think she wants that to be clear for all of the people watching. I'm in a marriage that, you know, didn't work out, but it wasn't like...
She's playing the young love thing. She's like, I was the cheerleader, he was the hot coach, and like, we got together. I mean, the hot baseball player, and like, we had kids, and we got married young, and we had the white picket fence, and now he's in LA at the Hollywood Club, getting down.
But the more that she does that, and the more that she makes comparisons to Shannon, the more I think she's a baby Shannon. I feel like as she continues
we fight what we don't.
Shannon also was really bad with first impressions of the new cast members. Like, Shannon's never, she didn't like Megan right away. She didn't like
giving them a hard time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it could just be that too.
The hazing period.
Yeah. Someone needs to just tell Gina, you're making the right choice. Do what you want to do. Go
and
with your gut.
And stop making comparisons.
And and then just go for it. Because Gina's a strong woman. So.
Someone wrote, and Steve is no George Clooney. It's true.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Let's get into your tweets because there's some good tweets out there. We're going to tweet it up. Thomas Herlina's going to take it over.
Okay, hi guys. So I put my handle on there just to give me a little plug.
I was thinking of
cropping it out, but I was like, you know what? It's our after show. Let me put my handle there. So tweet while you're watching and add me on there. So it says, whose side are you on? At Bravo TV, Andy, AfterBuzz TV. And it looks like Kelly is winning this pretty strongly at 63%.
When it comes to Kelly and Shane, earlier we were talking about Emily and Kelly. So I guess we'll just talk about it now.
I think this is the root. That was the root of it. So I just went, you know, it's the two that really got into it.
When it comes down to Kelly and Shane, if you had to pick one, who's going to take it? Kaylee?
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to you. This tweet was great.
Kelly or Shane?
I'm so sorry.
Shane or Kelly? Team?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Oh, don't act like you want to say Shane. It's Kelly.
Well, you know what?
I don't want the excuse. Pick one with no explanation.
We're not for guys trying to take over the show.
Hollywood Lynn.
No, I'm going to go with Shane.
Okay.
Team Shane.
Fine. That's fine. You're part of the 37%.
All right. This next tweet is from Danielle D. It's a note from me on Emily and her husband. They are weird, and I don't care what her excuse is, but saying you'll, quote, effing kill you is way beyond.
Oh. Cry about it.
I love that she told her she was going to kill her.
I know, me too. It's
she needed a moment. That could be her moment for the whole season.
But that might be her only moment.
She's been very remorseful. She told her therapist about it. You guys,
she told everyone
calm
about
down
it.
About it. Yeah. Everyone, you know she didn't mean it. Like, if it was Kenya Morris talking about I'm going to kill you, then I would have went to the police department and filed a restraining order because that woman's been known to steal people's phones. And she crazy.
Look what happened at the reunion.
Exactly. She's provoked people. She's a provoker.
Her and Portia.
All right. Next tweet we have. Shannon was definitely not stirring the pot. Everyone is grown. Kelly was going to confront Steve whether Shannon said anything or not.
Shannon's getting like just the bad end of the stick. I think it's hysterical.
The whole way through every episode.
She always does. Because she's involved with everyone's shit though, if you notice. Like she is in everyone's
stuff.
She's
like, everyone else had an opinion and I'm the one getting crapped on.
I feel like she ends it like that with a confessional every single one. In different outfits, in different moments.
I'm just saying I wish she would have been like, just don't.
And Tim was like, stop. It's always about you.
She was just like, just don't be, you know, defensive about it. Go in there with a plan. Like, no, just say, don't do that tonight.
You guys are both drunk trying to be like, all right, here's the plan. Like, how about you both?
I'm going to walk my boot over there.
How about you guys both just go do another shot and talk about this later? Like, who cares?
Yeah. Right.
All right, our last tweet. My favorite narrative, Carol's little narrative word that we love to use now.
Narrative.
Vicky keeps changing narrative of how Kelly's ex was set up. She has said she did. She did it. Steve did it. Her friend wanted to meet Michael. Michael wanted to meet the friend. Michael didn't want to tell Kelly. The friend asked her not to tell Vicky.
Oh my
Vicky
God.
Has zero idea of what
I'm so confused.
Are you kidding and it's because me? She doesn't care. And then is she just what, tries to like...
Is this what Vicky did to everybody? Because I'm so confused.
Yes.
It's wild.
It's as confusing as that tweet just made us.
Yeah. But good point. Thank you guys for sending in your tweets.
And Michael's no George Clooney either. Let's get into our news and gossip.
Take it over,
Monte.
Girl.
All right. So there was this, supposedly, there was this announcement made that David Bedour had proposed to his girlfriend. Ugh. And so then we were. I was trying to look for that article and I couldn't find it. But
I found a photo of them on the like a boat and he was shirtless.
Oh yeah, that's the one we saw. He says that he's madly in love. He's madly in love. They're madly in love with each other, and he's even said that they're both each other's soulmates. And he started dating her as soon as he stopped seeing Shannon, and he's. Leslie, which is his girlfriend's name, says, David is such a good father to his girls, and Leslie's kids love him already. So the kids are getting involved. David just wants to wait until everything is finalized with Shannon because he doesn't want her and they're trying to come up with kids. They seem really happy, and I think they really are engaged.
Let's be honest. He didn't wait until after he was, you know, split up with Shannon to get... If they got engaged that quickly, he was with her before they were broken up.
Oh, they were.
Yeah. 100%.
And she looks like Shannon. It's weird.
Yeah, he clearly has a type.
And he was on a boat shirtless on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to know too what you much. Guys think about that. Here's another piece of news. Tamra Judge, she taunts critics speculating why she's selling her $1.8 million home that she just renovated, but it does mean that she is selling her home.
Wait. What?
She's selling her house, the one that she's in all season. Why? She's only been there a year.
1.8 for Southern California. You have a point. It's pretty low.
And that is so cheap. I could not believe it. You get a $1 million house in LA, and it's literally a one bedroom and a half of a bath. Like, you That's don't true. Even get a shower.
I'll take her house for 1.8.
Me too. Let's all go in on
you
it.
Let's 1. All go 8? In on it.
Do you guys have any like guesses as to why she's leaving that house or selling it?
I have no idea.
Ghosts.
Maybe the medical bills? Like, Eddie has... Maybe he's racked up a lot of medical bills, maybe.
It did
Sometimes
say in
insurance
that article,
doesn't cover everything.
Eddie did have a quote in that article that said, I can't wait for you guys to see what's next. Hashtag God is good. You're going to love it. I'm sure that's Tamra. God is good. But so who knows? Maybe they're renovating another house. Maybe they're starting a renovation show. Could they be in the next couple doing like home renovation?
Now
type
you're
of
going
stuff?
Too far.
Well, I don't
on Facebook Watch coming out next month.
Oh my God. Mark my now words, you're going Hollywood too far. Land. You just wait. That's where everyone goes these days from reality TV. HGTV. No one will be Joanna and Chip. That's all I gotta say. The Gaines family.
Haley is out of control tonight, clearly.
I'm going to effing kill you.
The next episode, it looks okay. We'll be here to break it down for you guys. I really want to get one of these women in here, so make sure to tweet them and say, come in here.
Yes.
Get them to AfterBuzz. Thank you so much for watching and for tweeting us and for being in the chat with us. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon. You can find me on all the things at Hollywood Leon. Check me out on HBO, October 14th.
Yay!
Opposite Jennifer Garner.
That's
it's a
amazing.
Pretty big deal. I'm going to be a star. Maite?
Take it away from there. Hey, guys, I'm Maite Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite and Thursday nights on Shots of Sunset.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Zerlina. You guys have already seen my handle today on our tweet segment, so follow me everywhere at Thomas Zerlina. Check out my website, thomaszerlina.com, and I'll hit you guys on social media.
Clover! There's no more time left, guys. We're out.
Bye!
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.